Halftime guest for this last game at Williams Stadium for John Rosenberger and a bunch of... Rosie, there's been 15 seniors. You guys have had some kind of time at UW-Stout. Talk to me about the senior class.
You know, we're a tight group of guys. You know, most of us came in 02, me and Bellingham, some of those other guys. We got Weinstein and Runk are older than us, but they've been hurt. Stick around with us, and it's just a special group. It's 15 guys that give it their all every time we're out there together.
You and Bellingham have been pretty close over these years, man.
We really have. We started out together as freshmen, traveled out there, did all the traveling together, playing as freshmen, and me and him have really, you know, we got each other's back through and through. We got each other's back through anything.
You had a full sophomore season, Rosie. I mean, you played them all last year, on again, off again, on again, off again. Talk to me about coming back this senior year after last year, getting ready.
Last year was a pretty big disappointment, hurting my knee, sat out 6 games, and I had started every game since then, up until then. So this year was really focusing on coming back and having a good senior year. Obviously, it hasn't turned out the way we wanted to, but we definitely didn't short ourselves in the preparation by any means.
That offensive force that you guys have been, this is a great offensive line, really a steady force. Your thoughts about, well, not knowing Bellingham, Trivault, where you're going to be at a guard, tackle, center, the overall handy situation, Rosie?
You know, I just kind of treated it this year like they told me coming in more of a sixth man off the bench or whatever they needed me to do, whatever the role was, it didn't matter. You know, I took the leadership charge along with Bill and Runk, and we just really, whether I was starting or not, it didn't really matter. We really took the reins, and we wanted to run the ball and have an effective offense, and it's a team game. It's all that matters. You got to have be in one spot or another, whether you're starting or on the bench. You got to be there for your team. So,
you're listed as 6'1", 290. Have you always been that big?
No, high school is about 265, 270. I was a wrestler for a little while, so I had to be under 275. That's where I was. But, you know, I put on a little more mass here at college, and it's been good.
All right, talk about that weight and strength program. Coach Natz worked with you. Your thoughts on the strength program and stuff?
Well, the strength program are stout. You know, they give us our programs, and it's really, you know, you show up, but it's really based on your heart and how much you want to work. You know, like a guy like Bill, I know Bellingham and Runk and guys like that, we've been lifting together and we put the time in, and that's why, you know, we've been successful for our senior year.
And you put the onus on Hank too, I betcha, huh? Hank is one of these kids that's coming along.
You betcha.
And
yeah.
You're smiling a lot when you're saying that.
Yeah, you know, it's we try to bring those younger guys up. We see the guys that got potential and carry them under our wings. You know, so what you do, you try to leave the place better than the way you found it, you know, and that's what we're trying to do with the O-line, definitely.
There's a lot of schools, John Rosenberger. There's a lot of schools between Buffalo, Minnesota, and Menominee, Wisconsin. Your thoughts on why Stout?
Well, I had a chance. I was accepted to go to St. John's. I know everyone knows where that is. I'm from right around there. But I came out here and interviewed with this coaching staff, and I found a staff that wanted to win as bad as players did. And that's what I saw right away, and it was a state school that I could afford because I've been paying for college pretty much my own, parents helping me out. But you know, this was a state school that I could afford, and I saw coaching staff that wanted to win, so that's why I came here.
And your major, I got down here, is business major. What are you going to do with it?
I'm trying to get into the banking field right now. I've been doing some interviews and stuff because I'll be graduating here in December, so trying to get somewhere in the banking market. We'll see what happens with that, but right now we're just trying to focus on this last one.
That's what I want to talk about. Rosie, you've been a fun to watch. 61, well, you look down at 60 at center or 61? Where's 61? You know, is it over 50 or... This is the last practice, the last week, the last game. Rosie, your thoughts?
Well, you know, it's going to be hard taking the pads off for that last time, but right now we're trying to focus not on the emotion that's going to be for taking them pads off, but trying to get this last win because it's going to be much sweeter if we can get out there and get that last win. But it's definitely been just taking everything in. You don't really realize what you have. It goes so fast. This 5 years has just flown by. And this week, I've been taking everything in, even just the simple walks down the hallway, you know, and knowing that's going to be the last time. That hallway means a lot to us, and that's kind of the last time we'll be walking down that hallway. So just taking all that in, and, you know, we're just going to get out there, and we're going to win one last one for us for the season.
Power to you, young man. You've been fun to watch, Rosie.
Thanks a lot.